Okay, she could die till Israel. Maybe go on and die for 9 days. Okay, let's continue in the Rambam. All right. It's good we're taping the class because so many people aren't here today.
Shelley, where are you?
Okay. Perek, hey, Hilchas Meiser, Halacha Gimel, Chapter 5, Law 3. We're talking about the idea of purchasing. Purchasing is one of the things that now makes a Chiyuv Meiser. Once it was Nigmar Malacha, and now you, instead of having bringing it into the house, we listed 6 rabbinic things that make a Chiyuv of Meiser.
He wants to know when we're coming to Hebron.
Okay. So so it's the idea of purchasing, okay? And we talked about chalipim, and we're talking about other aspects, and now we go to halacha gimel. Ha'omer lechaveru, if a person tells his friend, hey lecha iser zeh, here is an iser. Iser is a coin of money. Okay, zeh, okay, here I'm giving you the money. V'tein libo, and give me for this coin, hay te'enim, 5 figs. Now, these figs, the commentary explain, is detached from the ground, but it's not the nigmar l'malacha. We haven't finished up the final product of it yet. Okay, that's important to know that. Now, so what can you do? It isn't nigmar malacha, okay? And you've made a sale, but it's not nigmar malacha. So obviously, hareza ochel achas achas upat. You can eat one at a time, and you don't have to give any meiser yet because it's not nigmar malacha. So you can eat. But just like we said, you can create a nigmar malacha. The chiddush going to be here is by a mekach, by a sale. If you have a sale followed by a gmar malacha, it's a koveya it for meiser. And that's going to be the next line's chiddush. Vimtzer, what if he collects 2 at a time? We said for these things, that's like harvesting it, and that's nigmar malacha, we've learned before. Then chayev laser, then he's chayev to start giving meiser, because that's the gemar malacha, so you have the purchase and the gemar malacha, and now you're chayev in meiser on the other 5 figs. What?
The buyer.
The buyer, of course, the buyer. Who else? Not the seller, the buyer. Now, what if he says a little bit differently, though? Hey lecha iser zeh. Here is an iser, again, coinage. Be'esrim te'enimi, for 20 figs, but she'avorli, that I will select. Okay, in other words, the sale will only be completed after I've selected the figs, and not now, as they are, now we're speaking where they are attached. It's not like the case before where they were detached, and he just bought the 5 figs. Here he's saying, they are attached to the ground, the sale is going to be final after I've collected, I've chosen, I've picked the 20 figs. So what can he do? When is the chiyuv of meiser going to begin? It's, remember, only is going to start, the sale only finishes when he's got all 20, right? So what does he do? Borer achas vachas, he can pick one at a time, v'ochel and eat. He can pluck it off the ground and eat it. Right? Be'eshkol, if it's a cluster instead of 20 figs, and he says, Be'eshkol, Shavuot, if I will choose the cluster, then Megarger Bimeno Be'ilmoch, eat one grape at a time and eat it, not all bunched up. Same idea. Barimon with pomegranates, Sha'avorli that I will choose, Porto. Again, you divide it up, you cut it up, and you eat seeds. But Elon, cut it up from the tree, v'ochel and eat it. Bavatiach shavor, what about the watermelon that I select, shavorli? Kofes bakarka, you stick it back, you bend it over back into the ground, v'ochel and you eat it while it's still attached, cutting off pieces from there. Okay, this is all, obviously, not nigmar malacha,
right.
And you haven't finished the sale either, either way, really. However, here's an interesting halacha, though. Vim ketzeitz esa te'enim, but what if he collected up more figs. He collected them up as a bunch, right? That was the kitzetz, right? Is that what you have in the English there? Yeah. What?
The kitzetz etza te'enim.
Yeah, I lost the plate. I'm sorry. If you cut them off, but v'tzerfam, and then you collected them together, even 2 at a time. Oh, she kitzetz etza. You cut off the cluster of a tiach or the. What do you call it? The melon? Then chayiv laser, he's chayiv to give meiser. Shere lo kona ella hanitla. She only acquired that which he cut off. Okay. Yeah, why is that?
Remember, we said the whole watermelon. If you do the take one whole watermelon,
then you've got the whole thing.
You got to do Meisser on you it cut right the whole, away.
Because
the same
that's
thing with the pomegranate.
Nigmar Malacha.
Yeah, the pomegranate.
So Nigmar Malacha and the sale at the same time,
yes.
Probably. Okay, now, Avoli Marmalo, but what if he says like this? He says, Heilacha Isser, here is an Isser, Be'estrim Teinim Elu, for 20 of these figs that which are still attached to the tree, or Bishnei Eshkolos Ela, for these two clusters, Bishtei Rimon Mel, these two pomegranates, Bishtei Avichim, these two
watermelons,
they're all connected to the ground or the trees. Kotzeis Kedarka, you can cut them off in the normal way, many of them at a time, v'ochel arai, and you can eat them temporarily, u'potter, and your potter. Why? Shol nikbu b'mikach, it's not been established with the sale over here, shrei lekochem b'mechuber, because you bought it while it was attached, and a sale for something does not work when it's attached. The other ones, we said that the sale was when you detach them. When he said the case before was, the sale will be a sale after I've detached it. Here he's making the sale start while it's attached. So the rule is there's no such sale when it is attached. That's the golden rule. Attached is not a sale. It is a sale, but it's not koveya it for meiser,
right,
if the sale takes place as it is attached. And so that's the difference.
Does that change who's obligated to do the meiser?
It's only the guy who's buying it. The guy who's selling it doesn't have any chiyuv. Right? It's only the guy who's buying it. He's the one who wants to eat it. He bought it. That makes a chiyuv on him. The other guy didn't sell the other stuff. He's no chiyuv.
So
I have a million watermelons. I sell you one.
Yeah, but if I cut it first and then I...
Well, no, it depends. Are you selling it detached? Are you selling it when it will be detached? That's one set of laws. If you're selling it while it's connected, then that doesn't make a chiyuv meiser.
Right,
but there's no chiyuv for the seller because it's not his. The other stuff he hasn't sold, it's still not chayv
and meiser. So let's say I buy two watermelons, but they're still attached to the ground.
So then it's...
And then now they detach. I've already bought them, and now I detach them. And I want to eat them. If I eat one watermelon at a time,
because I guess that sale will not establish it.
Right.
So now he has no chiyuv, period.
Until he brings it into his house.
He has to bring it into his house.
Okay.
That, remember, these are the six rabbinic stages,
yeah.
Whatever. But if you don't have it, if it doesn't exist, selling something that's attached to ground, it's not selling that's going to make it kovea for meiser, and therefore you have to do something else, and that would be bringing it into the house.
So does that mean if the second guy just sold it and he's not bringing it into his house, he doesn't have to pay any meiser?
Right. I'd say he's
like a middleman.
He sells it to somebody
else.
It's
a wholesaler, yeah.
He sells it to somebody else. Well, then the other guy has to deal with
it.
Yeah,
the end guy.
We'll have to see what he does.
Yeah.
Now, could be once he's detached it and sold it to somebody else, now the other guy who bought it, he'll have a chiyuv right away.
Yeah, that could be.
Could be. Okay, here's an interesting situation in Zion. Hamachliv im...
Dalet.
Oh, I meant Dalet. I'm looking at Dalet and I said Zion. I don't know why. Okay. Dalit. Okay, we did not really do chalipin yet, right? So now we're going to
do
chalipin. Chalipin is what type of a sale where I'm going to barter, give you one thing, you give me another thing. The normal halacha is once you make a kinyan, once one of the two people makes a kinyan on one, both items are sold. So let's take a look here. A machlivim chaver, a guy makes a bartering with his friend. Okay. And therefore, and the fruits have been nigmar malacha, okay, both fruits. Guys are swapping, bartering fruits. And both of the fruits have been nigmar malacha, okay, and they're detached. Okay, so I'm going to sell you 10 apples, and you're going to give me 10 oranges.
Okay.
So I pulled the 10 apples. So at that point, the sale's been done on both ends.
Yep.
So therefore, zelech over zelech, each one's buying it to eat it. As we said, purchase is necessary to be koved if you're going to eat from it, right? So therefore, shneim nikvul meiser. So both of them now have a chi of meiser because that's a legitimate sale. Sherei lekochel betolos. They both purchased that which was detached. So bartering is exactly like a purchase. So there's no problem. They're both chayv. However, what if they're not going to be nigmar malacha with the purchase? Why? Zele katzos v'zele katzos. This one is going to dry out. He's buying the fruits to dry them out on the roof. And this one's buying the fruits to dry it on the roof. And therefore, since we're doing that, there will not be nigmar malacha. So shneim lo nikvu. Neither one is established a chiyuv for meiser. Shein amecher koveya davar shlingim malacha, because a sale does not establish something to be koveya for meiser unless it was sold when it was nigmar malacha. Kamosha Brano, as Reti explained earlier. All right. Now that's number two. Number three. Now here's a combination. Lokacha echad peres shehechlif lachila. One guy bartered and he's going to take him to eat right away. And the second guy is going to take what he gets and he's going to put it up on the roof to dry out. So what do you think the halacha is going to be? Zeh shalokach lachil, the one who took for the eating, chayv laser. He has to give meiser.
One on the roof is not.
Zeh shalokach lachos, this one put on the roof, lo nikul meiser, and establish a meiser. Even though it's a legitimate sale on both ends, but one's selling something that is nigmar malacha, one's selling something that's not, or buying rather, one's buying something that's nigmar malacha, one's buying without nigmar malacha. So the chiyuv is on one, and the chiyuv is not
could,
on the other.
It could be the same figs, but one guy says, I want to eat them in this stage, and one guy says, I want to dry them out.
Guess you wouldn't be bartering figs for figs.
Could,
because why would you barter if you get if you have the same?
You could barter dried figs for fresh figs.
But whatever. We're just saying.
That now, with the guy on the roof, the moment he takes them off the roof, now
that's different. We're talking about only up to the roof. Hey, Homer Lachaver, a person sells his friend. Say v'laket l'cha chof te'eni mishali. The guy says,
figs.
Go and pluck off 20 figs that are from mine. Okay, now it's Mem Gimel, 1 second. From my tree, but I don't want you to be kona them until a little bit later on. And you're not going to kona them until you gather them. Okay, and then you know what? And at a later date, he's saying this, and at a later date, Vani Amale is crazy Mishaloch, and then I'll fill my belly with some of your stuff later on. In other words, I'm letting you have now. And then later, you know, when I'm going to want, I'll go and take some stuff from you. Now, at first blush, you might think it's a type of a barter. But the mom is going to say it's not a barter. Shnei Paturim. No one is going to have any chiyuv at any time.
Whoa.
Why? Because he's saying, She'ein ze chalifim. This is not a legitimate type of a barter.
It's a gift.
Because you're not, nothing is happening right now. Not both are happening. It's
right.
A normal barter is, here, I'm going to pick this from you. And now I own that. And at the same time, you own my fruits are over there. That's not what he's saying over here. He's saying, listen, I'm going to take now, or you take now, and later, when I want later, you know, we'll just keep a cheshbon, whatever, and later I'll have. That's not a chalipin. And rather, he considers this gifting. She'ein ze chalipin. You got to read this part of the Rambam carefully now. This is not considered a chalipim, a bartering, which would be, kidei she'emecha, which would be like a sale. And if it would be like a sale, that's you have to read it. So that if you did that, v'im tseref, and then when you combine a couple at a time, which would be nigmar melocha, then you'd be chayv with nigmar melocha. There's no nigmar melocha yet. So it's nigmar melocha with ekmir chayv. It's not. That's how you have to read it. And therefore, what is it? It's only considered a gift. And here's the rule. In other words, I'm giving you a gift now. And I'm relying that later on, you're going to give me a gift later. That's how the Rambam learns this. V'amatonan, the rule of a gift, even though in certain ways ownership has transferred, but eino kovas kamecher, it doesn't establish a chi of meiser like a sale, even according to the opinions that hold that a gift is like a sale. But remember, meiser in general, in the days of Ezra, was at best rabbinic, so therefore we're lenient for gifting in those situations.
So it doesn't matter quantity, anything. If I say,
no,
you can have my whole field, and I'm going to take it into my house, and I'm going to eat it.
You can have my whole field? You can't.
My whole field of fig, my whole field of, you
I'm
know,
giving
whatever.
It to you?
I'm giving you. I'm gifting you my whole pro,
wait,
crop.
Wait. So it's not chayv until the guy
brings
takes
it into,
it
his,
into
house.
His house.
Yes. So he takes it into his house.
Ah, then he's chayv.
But it's a gift.
No, but he's chayv already. Remember, we're saying gifting. These are things bring a chiyuv before you bring it into your house.
Okay,
the
guy comes into my house
is
with
you,
a, with a, with
if
a
you have a
of
lot
figs.
Of if you have bought a lot of meiser, a lot of fruits, even though there was no chiyuv, but once you bring it into your house, that establishes a biblical.
But you didn't pay anything for it.
Doesn't matter. It's yours.
Okay. So what if the guy comes over to your house and says, "Here's a half a truck of figs. I'm bringing it into your house."
Did
for
you give meiser on it, Howard?
No.
Well, okay.
Somebody's got to give meiser on it.
Someone's got to give meiser.
Somebody's
got to
pay the tax.
So but once it's a gift. It's coming.
Fine. I don't care. Again, we're only saying we're saying that rabbinically, rabbinically, before you take it into your house, will be strict and make you give drabanan. You have to have a chiyuv meiser before you take it in your house in a sale. All right, which we don't say by a gift, but everybody agrees once you take it into your house, that's the chiyuv d'oraisa.
So if I get a gift of a basket of figs, do
and
I
it
have...
was not my, you'd have to find out if it was meisered or not.
And if it wasn't, you'd have to.
You have to meiser it.
And you if get it stuff from Eretz Yisrael.
If you know a guy is for sure did not take meiser on it, you can't eat it.
Well, never mind. You don't know. You get a gift of
that's
figs.
That's demai, which is the next section halacha vav. So let's look at demai.
Oh my gosh, all these gifts from...
It's not a good idea to take
gifts. Is it Israel produce?
All these gifts from Israel, you know.
Well, forget about gifts. What if you bought it yourself? What's the difference? What's the difference if you buy it or someone gives it to you?
Yeah, you don't know if there's been money.
That's right. Well, just check the hechshers.
Yes.
You got to be careful. Vav, we now begin the sugya of Am Ha'aretz, which goes on for Vav, Zion, and Ches. Okay, remember, the Am Ha'aretz, we know for sure, well, every Am Ha'aretz would give Truma, but some would give Meiser, some wouldn't, and therefore we're in doubt if Meiser was given. So, you got to read this whole Rambam, because there's important nuances come in the middle of the Rambam. Mm. So, Am Ha'aretz, an ignorant person, Shaya Over Bashuk, he's traveling through the marketplace. Now, remember, there's a Chi of Meiser, if A... You plan on you harvesting it for the planning of selling it, then it's immediate.
Yeah.
If it's not, if you want to eat it, the chi of meiser only is when you take it into your house. So just hold on. Don't make any judgments yet. Amar, it's an ignorant person. Shaya Over Bashuk, he's passing through the marketplace. We have to know, though, we're going to see in a minute what kind of case is that. The Omar, and he says to another person, Tolu Lachem Te'enim, take for yourself figs. Here's a gift. Okay, but it's from an Am Ha'aretz. So we have to wait. Ochlin, you may eat it with a little bit of time, and you haven't brought it into your house yet. U piturim, and you don't have to yet give Meiser. She'ein amatana kovas, because a gift does not establish a chiv Meiser, as we just said at the end of the last halacha.
Until you bring it to your house.
Now, that's if we don't know, we're not sure yet what the general custom is yet. So hold on. Because you can say, wait a minute, isn't it an Amoritz? Isn't there Shilas? Let's just hold on. Now, Vim Hichnis, now what if, let's say, the guy who got the gift, he now brings over to him, he brings into his house. Now is the important, variable. Okay, now, you take your house. Now you think, well, take my house, L'chora, I have to start Avachi of Meiser. But wait a minute. No, it doesn't matter. Even some matana, if I give you a matana, Martin, and you take it to your house, you have a chi of meiser for sure.
Sure.
But here we got a problem with an amoritz here. Okay. So now we got to know what's the way of most people. Here's the thing. Imrova, if most people generally are machnisim labotim, if let's say the people in this locale, most people don't sell the fruits, they take them home. Okay? And they eat them at home. So this amoritz is like most people. And just like anybody else who you'd get it, even though it's in the marketplace, but most people are taking it, you happen to see him in the marketplace, but he has to still take it home. He hasn't taken it home. He doesn't plan on selling in the marketplace. Chi of Meiser didn't begin yet for anybody, most people, and not this Am Ha'aretz either. So we're certain the Am Ha'aretz, just like everybody else, has not yet separated Meiser, because there's no Chi of Meiser until you take it to your house. So now, therefore, even though you bought it from an Am Ha'aretz, we would say, Masrim Vada, you the giftee, must certainly give Meiser. What does that give? What's Vada means that I could use this and take it off of Meiser, off of something else that I have a Chi of for.
Certainty.
Because most people don't, he's no different than anybody else. Right? And he's just passing through the marketplace. He's not standing there and selling in the marketplace, and since most people bring it into their house, so we assume for sure he hasn't done that. However, what if it's different? What if the locale's custom is, what if most people do bring it to the marketplace, and they do sell in the marketplace? So now there was a chi of meiser right away when you got this from the Am Ha'aretz, right? And most likely, he gave truma, but did not give meiser. So now, ain misakdin, when you're going to fix up what you get from him as a gift, you treat it only like Elodamai, Esdamai, which means you couldn't separate from this Damai to knock off some other Meiser.
Right,
that's for
this,
sure Chayev. Kashema, but on the other hand, maybe he did do it.
Yeah.
Kashema Iser, because we don't, not every Amoritz doesn't give Meiser. This one may have given V'yachei V'shuk, so maybe he did it correctly. So since we don't know, so therefore it's a clear case of Damai. So you separate it, mitam safek, and that's all you do. That's the two scenarios. Now we bring a third scenario. What if Yim Omar Tulu Lachem? What if he says, and this isn't the unusual case, what if he says, take it for yourself? He says to them, not just here it is, take it for yourself, Vehichni Salabatim, and bring it into your house. When he adds those words, the rabbis are going to say, there's an assumption that he's trying to tell you something. So therefore, Kishemachnis Labayis, when he brings it into his house, even in a case where most people would bring them into your house, where you would normally think it would be vadai not maisered, still ma'aser d'mai, you still treat it like d'mai, but not for sure. Why? Because when he says to them, take it into your house, the assumption is he's saying, I'm going to fix it up right away. That's the little extra. When he says, take it into your house, and I'll fix it up, whatever needs to be fixed up for mice, I'll fix up right away. Yeah, but since it's an Amoretz, he may only fix it. He'll fix up the Truma, but he may or may not fix up the Meiser, and therefore we have to treat it like Demai, even though normally they only do it when they take it into your house, so probably didn't do anything. But since he's saying, go take it to your house, the rabbis say that means, and I will fix it up. I'll separate from my other stuff that I have. And what does he mean, he fixed up? Well, he'll fix up the way Amoris fixes it up, and we don't know how Amoris fixes it up. And therefore we have a doubt, we have to treat it like Demai. Similarly, Nosan Otom Ruba, what if he gives a big gift, Howard?
Big gift.
Lots of figgies.
Lots of figs.
I feel, even though he tells him, but it's an Amoretz, though, remember. Tol Vechol, go eat it. All right, go and eat it. But once it's a big amount, we treat it like Areza Kamish Amarlo Tol Vahachnes. It's like the guy said, go and take it into your house, where the guy said, I'm going to fix it up. Again, and since it's Amoris, we don't know what's going on.
Fix it up.
Shena Okalachi Sakin Demai, you can't eat until you fix it up as Demai, as we said before. And similarly, Vechenim Nasal Dover Shane Dark Olechokai, what if you give something you don't eat raw? Right? You don't eat it raw. So then,
potatoes.
1 second. Which needs cooking.
Yeah.
And therefore, you have to take it into your house to cook it.
Definitely.
So when he gives you raw stuff, it's as if he said, go take it into your house. If I give you an apple, you don't have to take it into your house. You get it here. I give you potatoes, right? You can't just eat it outside here.
No,
so it's like he said, go take it into your house. And once it's like he said, go take it into your house, that means, and I'll fix it up.
Yeah.
Therefore, Oshahay Adam Godel, or let's say he was a very prestigious man. A prestigious man would never eat in the street.
No.
He would always take it into his house. So since he's a prestigious man, it's like he said, go take it into your house. Shein Darko Lecho B'Shuk, he normally doesn't eat in the street. Therefore, he's a Mesak in Demai. You have to treat it like Demai again, because these are all scenarios as if he said, go take it home and separate it at home. Okay, Zion. Let's try to get this Amoritz stuff out of the way. Okay, again, we're speaking where the majority are bringing things into their homes. The majority are bringing their homes, so it's for sure not been meisered. So, and it's still from an Amoritz. What about now? Let's say he's gifting two people at the same time. Le'echad, one of them, he says, Tol Vechol, go eat. Which means what? It's don't, that means I'm not going to take care of it for you, right? Therefore, that would be, we normally would say, Vadai, not Meiser, right? But to the other guy, with the other stuff, V'yom Lesheni, Tol Vechol, go take it into your house. Which means I'll take care of it. Okay, but you know, it's like here's 10 figs. Here's 10 figs for you. You eat it now. 10 figs go. Go.
Take it to your house.
What do we do? Well, guess what? We treat everyone the way they were spoken to. Ze'ocho potter. This one eats and is potter, meaning to say he eats a little bit and he doesn't have to give any meiser yet. The ze'ocho v'chay, and this one has to eat and he has to separate meiser. Because of the doubt, and that, so that's the
Yeah. Because the first guy's not taking it home; he's eating it right there.
He's eating it right there. Tol Vechol, eat it here.
Yeah, here in the
and since you don't normally, he doesn't take it home yet. Then he's not chayiv yet.
Right.
The other guy, he's saying, well, go take it home. Okay, so what does that mean? So it really means one guy, well, I'm not going to meiser yours. You just go eat it. There's no chayiv at all. The other guy is saying, I'm going to take care of it. So one guy is taking care of it, one guy is not taking care of it. So therefore, they treat them differently.
So it depends on the amount, though. But if he got a lot...
Oh, well, yeah, then it would be a different halacha.
Yeah.
And go back to the first halacha.
He's taking one of
it. Let's do one more and finish up the Amoritz topic. Ches. Well, let's say now, v'chein anash, same idea, same Amoritz. V'chein anashim, the person is going to be the giftee. Where is he standing? Shoyo yoshim bashar. He's in the archway to a chotzer. Which we said in certain ways is like the chotzer, right?
Or
depending. Obachanos, or he's in a store, and the guy says, the commentaries add and say, and they don't belong to them. Whereas the giftee does not own the store, he's a visitor in the store, or the giftee, it's not his courtyard. Very important to know the difference here. Vermela and the Amma Aretz now says, who's passing through the streets, what is he telling these guys? Klu v'ichlu, go eat it now. Now, wait a minute. Go eat it now, but the guy's in the archway to the courtyard. The guy's in the store. Still, harei elochim, they may eat right now in a snacky way. Why? Upiturman, they don't have to give any meiser because they're only passing it through. They're only passing through the chutz. They're only going to pass through the store. Remember, if you're a stranger, you're in somebody's store and you plan on being in the store, then the chiyuv starts in the store or in the chutzer. Just passing through, ubala shor, ubala chanus, but if he gives it to an owner of the courtyard or the owner of the store, then lo yochel, they can't eat it, atshiyasu d'mai, until they separate the d'mai, since it's in their place. Shanim sukkamel, it's like they said, pluvach mizubin, like take it into your house,
well, they're already in
and
house.
I'll take care of it for you. Shanim, that's like their houses. But the guests, not, because the guests, only if that's their final destination, right. But here they're planning on going through. Kvar already explained, Shana Bayis, Sha'enar Shalom, if it's not your house, Kovelo doesn't establish it for Meiser when you are what? Kishiyavra Pesach, when you're only passing through, there is no Chiyuv.
But if you're staying the night, then
tomorrow we're going to deal with Schirus, when you're paying workers. What do you pay the worker with fruit? What will be the status of, will that be like a sale or not? That's going to be the discussion tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Are we meeting on Thursday?
It's not the discussion tomorrow. It's the discussion on
Sunday.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah. Wednesday, sorry.